Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day,
we're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Get a lot of stuff there. Brand new video up right now. Just put it up yesterday, so check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage and all the other things. By the way, if you want to pick us up on your smartphone, it's m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find the site there, and you can put that little put the little app image on your screen and find us quickly, and it works like a charm. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com and m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Keita Spock. Keita is our happiness expert. She's the co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness, and we're talking about happiness. And Keita, in the previous segment, you said be thankful, value people more than things, pick a cause bigger than yourself, greater than yourself, whether it be some charity, your church, your synagogue, however you're motivated, but find some way to put others before yourself. I love that one especially. And you got a couple more for us, right?
Yeah, I sure do. And here we go. Extraordinary. Find the extraordinary in the ordinary. Every day we have things that we do automatically, and we may miss the beauty. We may miss the wonderfulness of what we actually have around us that we're just not paying attention to. It could be as small as that cup of coffee. You make a wonderful cappuccino in the morning for yourself, and you go through it, and just one day take that cup of coffee, look at it, and say, wow, I am pretty lucky that I've got this cup of coffee in front of me, and it really tastes good. That's extraordinary.
That's an interesting way to think. But give us another example.
You're walking out to work and you're going down the path and you see the grass is already growing and the green is already coming out of the ground, and you're going, if you take a look at how extraordinary that is, that miracle of life, that after a hard winter and ice and snow and sleet, you're looking at that and it's out there.
Well, you know, when I think about what you're saying, I think about things that I wonder about.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand a cup of coffee. I can make a pretty darn good cup of coffee. But what I wonder is, why do the crocuses come up first?
Yeah.
Why do roses bloom till November?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, to me, those are extraordinary things to me.
Yeah, or it is
And I didn't have to do anything. They just happened on. They did it all by themselves.
That's right. Or I'm looking out my balcony, and before the phone call came through, there's a pigeon sitting up there looking at me, you know, ready to say good morning. That's a fairly ordinary event.
Yeah.
But if you take a look at it, you say, this is a creature, a living creature that is alive and flying and is sitting outside my window. Aren't I lucky that I have living creatures around me?
But you have to slow down and make yourself available to that creature. You have to slow down and make yourself available to what that creature, a connection that you can make with that. I'll tell you, that's one of the reasons why I love learning more about wildlife. I've loved wildlife all my life, and I can't get enough of it. I watch a Nat Geo program sometimes instead of a football game. If you want to find extraordinary things, look at nature. That's what I think, Keita.
Mm-hmm. Or it's as much as you're driving your car and you see the squirrel is, you know, how the squirrel sort of waits and sometimes it unfortunately darts out at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. But you slow down, you let the squirrel go by, and again, a very ordinary incident. But there's extraordinary, that moment is extraordinary in that you have actually made communication. You said, okay, I got to let that squirrel go along.
Start learning how to identify animals, birds and animals. I promise you, you'll get hooked on it, and it'll make you happy.
Sure will.
Number five.
And the last item I have, perhaps the most simplest of the five, is smile. Because if you catch yourself smiling, it's so difficult to remain grumpy or to remain in a bad mood. You look at a little child that's laughing away, and you laugh or you smile in return. And in that split moment, whatever cares you had, whatever worries or whatever was on your mind is gone. And I recommend highly, if you smile, there's no way that you can remain unhappy.
Grandchildren will do that, won't they, Keita?
They will. I haven't got any, but I'll take your word for it, Jim. And I think it does happen.
Grandchildren will do that. You have no the Borg, as the Borg said on Star Trek Next Generation, resistance is futile. You will be assimilated.
When you have
grandkids, you will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. And if you don't have any, you can adopt a grandchild. Did you know that? There are plenty of children out there who need an adoptive grandparent. You want to be able to smile on a regular basis. Put a picture of one of those little guys on your desk.
Yeah, and that may be the cause that you have, Jim. Maybe it's going to be going to the hospital to visit sick kids or that kind of thing.
Which comes back to putting others above self, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Keita, This has been wonderful.
Happy.
You've made me happy, Keita.
Yeah, happy spring.
Happy spring.
Have
hey,
a
give
great
us that,
day.
Give us that website again, Keita.
TippingPointToHappiness.com.
And SZPAK is how you say her last, spell her last name, Keita Spak. Keita, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
For sure.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Kelleher. What are you doing here?
Well, we needed to save money, so we've closed the office.
We did?
And now we all work from home. Your home, actually.
That's kind of inconvenient for me, sir.
No, it's very convenient for you. You see, you're so close to the office now.
Yeah, but...
Oh, that'll be the rest of the office. Listen up, people. Company meeting in Frank's bedroom in 5 minutes.
Don't go in there.
Who is that?
That would be my wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a private meeting. She's going to have to leave.
But you know, sir, there are better ways for us to save money.
Nope. We ran the numbers, and taking over your home was pretty much the only option.
Well, we could use FedEx Ground.
FedEx Ground?
FedEx Ground is a cost-effective way to ship ground packages, and they have the fastest ground service to the most U.S. businesses.
Great idea, Frank. With FedEx Ground, we could save both time and money. We say let's have a toaster pastry to celebrate.
Mr. Kelleher, that's my toaster pastry.
Doesn't have your name on it. Strawberry.
We understand. You want better ways to save. FedEx Ground. Fast, reliable, and for less than you think.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Hey, Richard, ready for the big presentation?
Yes, I am.
He's all ready. His middle name is Eddie. And he's as ready will ever be.
I didn't know your middle name was Eddie. I couldn't help but notice you have a Broadway chorus with you.
Well, I wanted to make a big impression for the presentation.
Big!
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 He's making it big! Incredibly big! Yeah!
Well, if you really wanted to impress, you could have gone to FedEx office. They'd help you print, copy, and finish your presentation.
FedEx office? Is there one nearby?
Is it far?
Very far!
Can we get there by car?
We could get lost!
Or bitten by frost!
Or maybe eaten by a jaguar!
Roar!
That's not annoying at all. Actually, there are nearly 1,700 FedEx office locations. I use the one around the corner.
Hey, isn't there one around the corner?
Yes, I just said they
all... You really should have known about FedEx office. Not a lot of words right with FedEx office.
We understand. You want support close by. FedEx office has nearly 1,700 convenient locations.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend, Dr. Don Boudreau, back on the show. Don is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999. He's professor of economics at George Mason University. He's the author of Globalization and one of our good friends. Don Boudreau, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Don, recently you published an article in, I'm trying to remember which, the magazine.
President CEOs.
Yeah, that's it. And about some of the truths and some of the myths about manufacturing. Now, one of the things I think we can stipulate is that there are fewer manufacturing jobs in America, and that's what's creating all of the buzz and all of the hand-wringing about manufacturing in America, isn't it?
Yeah. The both the absolute number of jobs and the relative number of jobs in manufacturing have fallen, as measured by, you know, ordinary statistics, fallen since the mid-1970s.
Right. And that's real, and it's coincided with, but there are multiple reasons for that, but the dramatic reason that has gotten everybody so excited has been the advent, and I shouldn't say the advent, it's been going on for thousands of years, but the significant increase in globalization
and productivity as well.
Right, which is part of globalization.
Absolutely, and people forget that. When you globalize a supply chain, you make that supply chain more productive. Yeah.
So all that you got NAFTA and all that. It was and what people kind of get confused about is, and I think this is something that just must be pointed out. Americans think that this is like some kind of a communist plot against America, and I've heard so many people say we should go to Mexico and bring those jobs back here. You know, since those jobs that left here in 95 or 96.
Yeah.
And what they don't realize is if you can go to Mexico, but those jobs aren't there anymore. They've moved somewhere else.
Well, and to the extent that they are there, most Americans don't want those jobs. These are low paying jobs fairly dull by American standards, fairly dangerous by American standards. Americans don't want those jobs. And on that issue, Jim, as you know, contrary to what people predicted when NAFTA went into effect in 1994, is not that Western countries, including America, started investing more in Mexico. Mexicans started investing more in America.
Right.
And so, if anything, jobs came here.
Well, and let's don't forget that they're our number two trading partner.
After Canada.
That's right. Don, we took a poll about a month or so ago of our online audience and our newsletter audience, and anybody who was on our website who wanted to answer. We said, are you worried that America has lost too many manufacturing jobs over the last 20 years? I just wanted to see what people thought. 25% said no, the 21st century economy naturally has fewer manufacturing jobs, one-fourth. All the rest said yes, and we should do something to bring those jobs back to the U.S. Three out of four people, and I, you know, my audience, they're pretty savvy folks. They're sure. business owners, and you know, they're not dummies. But three out of four of my audience, I was surprised. Three out of four of my audience, my online audience, said, "Bring those jobs back." Now that's pretty shocking.
I'm distressed by that, but I'm not surprised because the mainstream media, Jim, as you know, they constantly repeat this fact that manufacturing jobs are somehow better than other jobs. And that we're losing them because of some problem in our economy. This fact is repeated again and again as if it's established truth, as if it has the same kind of truth standing as, well, you know, the moon rotates around the earth and, you know, water is wet. And it doesn't. But when people hear that, I think it's natural for most people to say, oh, well, yeah, you know, no one seems to challenge it. Very few people seem to challenge it. And so they accept it.
Well, one of the things that you use in your article is the term you call inflation-adjusted value of U.S. manufacturing. Now, based on that equation, on that calculus, manufacturing is up in America, but that doesn't make us feel better, does it?
No, because of what you pointed out a moment ago, because people focus on the number of manufacturing jobs.
Right.
But of course, the same was true in the 19th century and early 20th century with regard to agriculture.
One of the things, Don, we need to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to continue this discussion. But one of the things that we're going to talk about is some facts that you're very close to, my friends. You're very much a part of these facts. And I think it will give you a little different attitude about all those manufacturing jobs and all those mean people who took those manufacturing jobs away from us. I think you're going to get a little different way of looking at it after these messages. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blassing, and we'll be right back with Dr. Don Boudreau.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com, that's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
How's the presentation coming along?
Oh, it's going to be great.
Hallelujah!
What was that?
Oh, I hired a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy to punch up the presentation a bit. It'll make us look better.
You think? You know, Andy.
Susan.
If you really wanted to impress everyone, you could have used FedEx Office Print Online.
Really? How is that better than gratuitous sound effects?
Well, with FedEx Office Print Online, you just upload the presentation and they'll print, assemble, and ship it. So it's there waiting for you. I use it all the time.
Hmm, that does sound impressive. But can we still do this?
No.
Okay, how about this? This?
I don't think so.
How about one of these?
No.
Well, maybe we don't need a wacky radio morning show sound effects guy.
Probably not, no.
We understand. You want to look professional. We'll print, bind, pack, and ship your presentations with FedEx Office Print Online.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Be sure to subscribe to my newsletter if you haven't already. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week. We'll send it by email. And, of course, we have a brand spanking new video up that I think you'll like. So check it out right there on the homepage. Don Boudreau, Dr. Don Boudreau is our guest and our good friend, longtime 13 now member of our Brain Trust. And he's a professor of economics at George Mason University, the author of Globalization, and an article that I wanted you guys to know more about that was published in President and CEO magazine. Don, thanks again for hanging out with us. You say that there are three reasons why that this story about the myth about manufacturing loss of jobs in America is got so many people upset. There are three reasons for that. You want to talk about those three?
Yeah, in addition to the fact that it's just repeated by the mainstream media,
right.
But you know, specifically it's the number of manufacturing jobs has fallen, again, absolutely in its proportion. The size, even though the size of the absolute size of the U.S. manufacturing sector has grown in terms of output, the size of the service sector has grown even more. And so as a portion of the economy, the manufacturing sector is lower than it was even 25 years ago or 20 years ago, but it's still absolutely larger. It's not on the ropes at all. Also, the kinds of things we manufacture in America tend not to be consumer goods that have, you know, made-in labels on them. So when people go to Target and Walmart, most of the goods are manufactured abroad, the clothing, the electronics. But what Americans manufacture, we manufacture a lot of primary metals. We manufacture, in addition to food and pharmaceuticals, which are consumer goods, we manufacture a lot of intermediate goods, capital goods, that we ship abroad. And firms in China and Mexico and the Philippines, they use these machines to produce things that consumer goods that come back to us with, you know, made in China labels on them. But American output is definitely in there, but we just don't see it because the made in labels.
The sign really should be more accurate and say assembled in those countries.
I'll go even further, Jim. I think made in the world. because, you know, if almost anything you buy today...
Made on planet Earth. I like that.
Made on Earth. Because it's,
I like
because,
that.
Because you just can't... It's impossible to narrow it down.
So those are three things. Now, there's a couple of things that I want to stick in here, Don. And I was talking to you about it on off the air. Folks, you remember... several years ago, I brought you, and I wish I could remember the report that I got it from. I'm going to have to find that. But the report showed that in the late 90s and early half of the last decade, they identified the countries that had lost the manufacturing situation in the major countries. The country that had the largest drop in manufacturing jobs in the world in that period of time was China. And Don, the reason, not the United States, I know that's what you were thinking, it was China. And Don, the reason was not globalization, it was because of technology.
Workers become more productive, they get more machines. It's the same thing that happened in agriculture 100, 200 years ago, and there's no reason it shouldn't happen in manufacturing. It's a good thing it's happening.
Well, and let me tell you another quick story. I met a man who was running a paper mill he had just built. It was a greenfield paper mill. He built it from scratch, and he became the first plant manager. And I asked him, I said, how many employees do you have? How many of your employees use technology in the direct performance of their job? He said 100%.
Yeah.
Now, this is a paper mill. I said, how many, a big one. And I said, how many employees do you have? He said, half as many as the plant I built 10 years ago.
Yep.
400.
Yep.
He started the plant he built 10 years earlier, 800 employees. The plant he built now was 400 employees. You can't put that toothpaste back in the bottle, in the tube, Don.
And my guess is that newer plant produces more output than the older plant did.
Probably did, and I wouldn't be surprised if the people aren't making more money than the other people were because they're more qualified. Here's one other little stat I want to stick in here, Don. A National Geographic magazine. There was a great magazine about the human being, the situation of humans on planet Earth, how many they were, and everything. Here's a quick stat. How many people do you think? What do you think is the largest sector of jobs on planet Earth
today?
Uh huh.
Oh, I would still say agriculture.
Services.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Services is 40% of the Earth's jobs, 38% agriculture, 22% manufacturing.
Yeah, and that will fall. I knew agriculture wasn't big.
But think about that now. Of right now, according to National Geographic, the largest sector is services. So my point, Don, is we're not being sinned against in America if we have more service jobs and manufacturing jobs. It's the way of planet Earth.
Well, look, and it's the way of progress, too. No one – look, my father was my father was a welder in a shipyard. He had a manufacturing job. He's glad that his son grew up to be a writer and a college professor.
Right.
Most people, they want their kids to become lawyers and doctors and architects and now web designers.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with factory jobs, but we all know that the really high-paying jobs are in the service sector. That's what we want our children to do and our grandchildren, and that's what this economy is making possible in the long run.
And, folks, when we come back after these messages, we're going to talk about why all this stuff we're talking about turns out is the best thing to ever happen for small business. Every time you think you want to get mad because we don't have enough manufacturing jobs in America, you should think, wait a minute, if it weren't for what's happening, I might not have my small business. We'll do that after these messages. Don Boudreau is our guest. His book is called Globalization. You need to get it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest employee. I call him Al. Voila! Wow.
Hello, I am Al.
Al is the world's most highly advanced supercomputer. He knows everything.
I know everything.
He's going to help us solve our international shipping problems.
I compute that you've been selling company secrets.
Huh?
You lied on your resume.
Well, just my age.
You're parked in a handicapped space today.
Stub my toe.
You've been sleeping in the office every night.
Stop that, Al.
Problems at home.
Phil, hand me that folding chair.
Yes, sir.
Ow.
Ooh. Sir, why don't we just use FedEx Express for our international shipping needs?
Good thinking, Phil.
FedEx Express flies more cargo around the world than anyone else.
FedEx Express will take care of all our international shipping needs.
You've been stealing petty cash.
It's my company.
It's Daddy's company.
But he said I could... Daddy!
We understand. You want international shipping made easy. Reach customers in over 220 countries and territories with simple and helpful tools from FedEx.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with us. Time's getting away from me, folks. I'm having so much fun having a great visit with our good friend Don Boudreau. Don is a professor of economics at George Mason University, gmu.edu/economics. Is that right, Don?
Yep.
All right, so check that out. And also Hyatt Cafe, right?
Cafe Hyatt.
I'm sorry. CafeHyatt.com.
Yep.
HAYAK.com. Folks, go check it out. You see what Don writes. He's very prolific, and you'll like it. Hey, Don, we're talking about manufacturing. What's happened to manufacturing jobs? And I have something that I'd like to start with and let you finish up with it. As I've come up in the marketplace and come of age and now am a senior, an elder citizen of the marketplace these days, I've observed when I used to call on companies in the 70s, the man mowing the yard, the man painting the wall, the lady on the desk were worked for that company, for that plant. And even though the guy mowed, all he ever did was mow the yard for that company, he was a manufacturing job. In those days,
yep.
They were all counted as manufacturing jobs. Well, today, you know that those companies never have an employee mow their yard. They never have an employee paint their wall. The lady answering the phone may not be an employee of the company. So they're no longer manufacturing jobs. They're now employees of a small business. So two things that have happened. Manufacturing jobs have gone down, but small business jobs have exploded in the last 30 years, Don. And so This is why I say small businesses are the beneficiaries of the decline in manufacturing jobs. When you look at it at how they were termed, what do you think?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Who else talks about this, Don? Who else says that?
I don't know. I haven't.
The mainstream media doesn't talk about it like that.
The mainstream media, no, because it doesn't fit their narrative. But you know, one implication, there are many good implications of what you're talking about. One implication is that the number of manufacturing jobs as measured hasn't fallen by quite as much. It has fallen, but the same job, the same grass cutting job that 30 years ago was classified as a manufacturing job, that job might still exist today, but now it's classified as a service job because it's run by a mowing service.
That's exactly right. Yeah. This is a global thing, and it's another reason why the largest sector of jobs in the world is now services.
Yeah,
and has surpassed agriculture.
Yeah, the benefit to small businesses is because of globalization. As large businesses, it makes large businesses better able to focus on their core functions,
mm-hmm.
and so then they outsource a lot of their service functions to others, and those tend to be small businesses.
And their capital commitments, their planning, everything, all their work is toward core competencies.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And the larger the market, the better you're able to focus on your core competence. And that does, in fact, open up these markets for small businesses.
Right.
And, you know, another thing just to point out real quickly to your listeners is, you got to. Whenever you hear people, including economists, talk about economic data, you got to always be skeptical because data is important and you need it to understand the way the world works. But it can be misleading, so you got to be careful when you have someone tell a story using data, because that data can be reinterpreted to tell a very, very different story.
Mm-hmm. What was it? Twain said, "You got numbers.
Lies,
and
damn lies. Yeah.
It's numbers and stats and then damn, or something like that.
Damn, yeah. Lies and statistics.
Yeah, that's it. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. That's it.
As I heard one economist say once, it says, if you torture the data long enough, they will confess. And so you just got to be, you know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful with them. And,
well, but the stories that I've been telling, you've been telling, are not really, you know, statistics. I mean, for the most part, they're just real things that are happening. I mean, look at 30 years ago, Don, a small business was a backwater mom and pop.
Yep.
Today, they're major vendor partners with companies.
Yep.
These companies couldn't exist without their vendor partner small businesses. They couldn't work. They couldn't do their job.
That's right.
We're not just dropping goods off at the back dock anymore. We're going in the plant and helping out.
Yeah, yeah. Because a lot of these tasks, as you point out, these are things that were done in-house earlier. And these companies need that kind of close relationship.
Yep.
But now they're focusing more on their core markets. They can afford to hire small businesses to do these tests.
And
everybody gains.
And one of the beneficiaries of all this is productivity. Has gone up for everyone.
It's one of the drivers, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, Don, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure, Jim. Good luck to you.
Dr. Don Boudreau, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Welcome. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame, sponsored by FedEx for your small business needs. CareerBuilder.com, start building. And Palo Alto Software, makers of Business Plan Pro. And now, the man who teaches big business how to speak small business as a second language.
And now, I am going to teach some kids a lesson. I choose to take that literally.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Happy spring, everybody. That's right. This is first day of spring, I think. Isn't that right? I'm pretty sure that's right. And so happy spring. If you're like a lot of people, though, at least in North America, spring came like January 1st or something ridiculous like that. I got to tell you, this is a pretty. I'm trying to think in my long life if I've ever seen a first quarter of the calendar year that was as warm as this one is. So I'm sure it's going to bring out all of the global warming zealots and you know they. I guess maybe I you know it's kind of hard to argue with them these days, right? It's we've had a very very extremely mild winter, and I'm not just talking about. I'm talking about all over the country. I talk to people all over the country, even in Canada, and they're saying the same thing. So it's interesting. But I have to tell you that I like global warming better than global cooling. So you know, we could be worse. We could have had like this kind of extreme the other way. I don't think we would like that very much. So we have to take all that in consideration. Jane Jordanmeyer is going to join us in just a few minutes. And she's going to talk about making sure that we're prepared to use our people on the ground, people out front, talking to customers, whenever there's any kind of a crisis, training, giving them the responsibility, letting them help us. And that's coming up right after the next break. In the second half of the hour, one of our top investment advisors, Gary Moore, is going to join us. We're going to talk about something that's happened recently on Wall Street that I think you're going to want to hear about. It's almost 9 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Kelleher. What are you doing here?
Well, we needed to save money, so we closed the office.
We did?
And now we all work from home. Your home, actually.
Well, that's kind of inconvenient for me, sir.
Now, it's very convenient for you. You see, you're so close to the office now.
Yeah, but...
Oh, that'll be the rest of the office. Listen up, people. Company meeting in Frank's bedroom in 5 minutes.
Dude, don't go in there.
Who is that?
That would be my wife.
Well, I'm sorry. This is a private meeting. She's going to have to leave.
Well, you know, sir, there are better ways for us to save money.
Nope. We ran the numbers, and taking over your home was pretty much the only option.
Well, we could use FedEx Ground.
FedEx Ground?
FedEx Ground is a cost-effective way to ship ground packages, and they have the fastest ground service to the most U.S. businesses.
Great idea, Frank. With FedEx Ground, we could save both time and money. We say let's have a toaster pastry to celebrate.
Mr. Kelleher, that's my toaster pastry.
Doesn't have your name on it. Strawberry.
We understand. You want better ways to save. FedEx Ground. Fast, reliable, and for less than you think.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We're having a little technical difficulty getting our first guest on the show. We're working on that, but in the meantime, it's just going to be you and me. We're going to continue to march because I want to talk about something very similar, very very compatible with what I told you earlier we were going to talk about, and that is your frontline folks, your frontline team members, the people who are out on the front line. Big companies call them customer-facing employees, customer-facing team members, associates, representatives, whatever term you use for your employees. Customer-facing. I never forget the first time I heard that. I knew what it was. It was intuitive, completely intuitive, right? But you never hear a little company say anything like this. Always big companies who say that. But it's intuitive, customer-facing. So I think it's okay. I think it's appropriate for you and me to think about that. In fact, I think it's a good idea because your customer-facing facing employees are the ones who are closest to the customers, right? That's what that means. So I think it's appropriate if small business owners think about that and use that term because it will help you to make sure that when your customers are contacted, they do make contact with you, that you've already thought about who these people are who are making that contact. It might not be you. It probably isn't you. It probably is a salesperson. Probably is the person who answers your phone. It probably is a manager, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you know about what those people, how much have you given those people responsibility to make sure that they take care of the customer, but also at the same time that they take good care of your brand? And we got Jane Jordan-Meyer here with us. She's with us now. She is the author of The Four Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management. Jane Jordan-Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Hello there. Hi, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Jane. I was just telling the audience about the concept of customer-facing employees, people who are actually touching, contacting, connecting with, making it happen out there in the marketplace. They're the face of your business, aren't they?
They are the most important
and the voice,
people
the
in
face,
your business.
The face and the voice of your business.
They most definitely are, and they are often neglected, even in small business, because when it comes to a crisis, they are the most vulnerable and the most important. They are the ambassadors for your business. And so just imagine if something had happened in your ice cream parlory or wherever, whatever side of small business you have, and they know you in the local area and you're lining up in the supermarket queue or line in the supermarket line, and they go, oh, hey, Joe, what happened at the parlor today? And do you know what, Jim? Unfortunately, most human beings default to type, which is negative. We like to gossip.
Right.
So unless we've been, we do, we like to gossip. So unless we've actually been given a little bit of training or we've been given a few little words to say or we have been informed about what to say, we'll actually say, oh, gee, it could have been a lot worse, you know. You should have seen the batch of ice cream last week.
Mm-hmm. So what we do, though, is if there is an issue in our company, something should happen. But, you know, it doesn't have to be catastrophic. It doesn't have to be. It could just be literally that we ran out of product or something. It doesn't have to be something that you alert the media for. It could be something as small as dealing with a customer. And a lot of people don't prepare the frontline employees with that kind. They don't empower them with that kind, with the kind of information that they need that might just diffuse the whole thing and may never become a big deal. What do you think?
I completely agree with you, Jim. You're 100% right. And it gets the tiny things that make the difference and will make people want to come back to ring us again or order something from us again or come back into the door. So it's how you're treated when you walk in the door, whether it's a smile or a scowl on the face. And you can hear that over the phone. Sometimes it's the tone of your voice over the phone that can make a huge mm-hmm. difference.
Well, I'll give you an example. Somebody got it became newsworthy that this person had left the company, and so the newspaper published it. Well, when asked about that, whoa, is everything all right with your company? How are things going? And you know, then the person at the company who said to me, well, you know, the truth is that's been planned for a month. The newspaper just finally got a hold of it. This is an orderly thing, even though the newspaper didn't report it that way. So that whole thing was diffused right there.
Oh, yes, and it's very important that we do that. You know, the number one rule is always to be open and transparent, and I think today even more so. You know, when you look at the social media and everybody's ability today to become a citizen journalist, we can all be journalists today.
Right.
Rumors can abound very, very fast, but as soon as somebody puts the facts out there like, oh, well, that was actually planned a month ago,
mm-hmm.
it diffuses it immediately. And you know what, Jim, this is the really interesting thing that researchers have found about the social media, that we all think that Twitter might abound with rumor and it's unsafe, when in fact it's actually self-policing.
Right.
It's self-policing. So the social media is actually a very valuable an inexpensive tool for small business. I highly encourage when working with small businesses, medium-sized businesses, when they're looking about crisis planning and saying, well, Twitter and Facebook can actually not only build your marketing presence, but can actually help you enormously in a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And you never want, because one bad tweet can put you out of business, but if you have your facts out there and you encourage and train and have common sense guidelines about what to do.
So are you saying that we need to use, for most small businesses, common sense should prevail over hiring a PR firm?
I think, having run a PR firm and work with a lot of small businesses, there are always good and bad PR firms. But you can waste a lot of money unless you're very strategic and very careful about it.
Right.
But you know, common sense. There's nothing mm-hmm. like a good old dose of common sense that works very well, whether you're in crisis or whether you're
right.
actually starting a business from
Hold
scratch.
On to that thought,
common
Jane. We're
going to
take a quick break.
Way.
The book is called The Four Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management by Jane Jordan Meyer. She and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com, that's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Hey, Richard, ready for the big presentation?
Yes, I am.
He's so ready. His middle name is Eddie, and he's as ready will ever be.
I didn't know your middle name was Eddie. I couldn't help but notice you have a Broadway chorus with you.
Well, I wanted to make a big impression for the presentation.
Big, 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 big. He's making it big, incredibly big.
Well, if you really wanted to impress, you could have gone to FedEx Office. They'd help you print, copy, and finish your presentation.
FedEx Office. Is there one nearby?
Is it far?
Very far. Can we get there by car?
We could get lost.
Or bitten by frost.
Or maybe eaten by a jaguar.
Roar.
That's not annoying at all. Actually, there are nearly 1,700 FedEx Office locations. I use the one around the corner.
Hey, isn't there one around the corner?
Yes, I just said they
help. You really should have known about FedEx Office. Not a lot of words right with FedEx Office.
We understand. You want support close by. FedEx Office has nearly 1,700 convenient locations.
Back, it's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me in little Chicago, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. My mobile site is m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check that out, too. That's a pretty cool little mobile site there. I think you'll like it. It works great, by the way, and you can listen to the show. You can listen to the archives. You can read. You can do almost all the things you can do on the on the other side, and the video, I don't think we've quite got the video on the mobile site yet, but we're working on that. But it is on the main site, on the regular site, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can see the brand new video we just posted yesterday. Subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the blog, all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We'll follow you home, too, with our newsletter and other ways, so check it out. Jane Jordan-Meyer is our guest, and her book is called The Four Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management. She's a PR expert. Jane, thank you again for hanging out with us. We're talking about, in the previous segment, about you, about making sure that our frontline people, managers, employees, maybe even truck drivers, if you got five or six trucks going out, and there's some kind of an issue in your company, you better believe those customers that those truck drivers are going to talk to are going to get asked questions, aren't they?
But that's a fabulous point you've just raised, Jim. And it reminds me of what the Coast Guard, yes, the Coast Guard's a huge organization, but let's take the principles and apply them in a smaller organization. Their motto is minimum delay, maximum disclosure. Minimum delay, maximum disclosure.
Interesting.
You know, and what that means, just talking about truck drivers, reminded me of that, because they actually empower and train their pilots, their boat captains, any search and rescue, helicopter operators, anybody who, it's their job, if it's their job to drive a truck, as it were, or to pilot a boat or a plane, then they are the ones who are authorized to speak. And that brings automatic credibility, because mm-hmm. they're there, they've seen it, they've actually witnessed what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So my biggest advice is, no matter the size of your business, empower, train, educate, share information with the front line. It's incredibly important in a crisis.
Why do you think people don't do that? Do you think they don't trust them? Do you think that they're... that they're embarrassed and they think it'll go away? You think it's just the opposite of reason that makes them do stuff like that?
Jim, I think it's a combination of all of those, but I think a lot of it comes down to trust. They go, and I've heard clients say this to me, and they go, oh, but Jane, they're not going to be articulate. Oh, but what, we can't trust what they would say.
Mm-hmm.
Those words have come out of the mouth of CEOs and presidents, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. sad to report, when in fact you can trust your front line. They actually want to be your ambassadors. They want to do the right thing.
Well, let me give those people a flash, Jane. 12 months out of the year, your most constant connection, if you have a business to business type of a business model. The people at the bottom of your org chart are more likely the ones to see your customers more than anybody. Your salesperson may call on them once a month or once every other month, but your truck driver is out there every 2 days.
Absolutely.
And so that's where the relationship is, isn't it?
It is absolutely the relationship. Is the front line carries your brand. They are your brand. And actually, let's go back to the truck drivers. It's a great example because they also, if they're truck drivers, they're probably going to have the two-way radios and they're probably going to have their mobile phones and may not necessarily have access to computers and getting the emails that automatically get sent out in the crisis. So it really behoves good and well-run organizations will actually really think about what is the best communication to get to my front line. You know, can I quickly get the information to them?
And Jane, let's make sure that we talk about crisis, folks.
Yes.
If some executive gets fired, some employee embezzles money, a customer gets hurt, there's a wreck that's caused by at least one of the vehicles that you have is involved in. It could be something fairly small. It could be something, you know, catastrophic. And so whatever happens, whatever it may be, and most small businesses think, well, you know, when's something like that going to happen to me? You know what? It may never, but it might. It could. And you need to be prepared for it.
Every good thing, bad things happen to good people.
That's right.
And it could be sometimes just a disgruntled staff member who scowls at a customer one day who had normally been smiling may trigger an avalanche of responses, and it may get tweeted.
God forbid there's some kind of an attack or something inside your building.
Well, God forbid.
But every day we hear about it happening somewhere in the world, and so, you know, God forbid it happens to you, but just think about it, be prepared, and one of the ways to do that is to check out Jane Jordan-Meyer's book, The Four Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management, How to Manage the Media in a Digital Age. Jane, thank you for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure, as always, Jim.
Come back again real soon. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.